With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A 67-year-old American woman is released on bail after she's detained for guns charges. A statement from the Customs and Border Control Agency says the gun was found on Saturday, February 2nd, while CBC officers were scanning lost luggage. They determined that the luggage belonged to a tourist en route to the Georgetown Harbor. CBC narcotics and enforcement team and canine officers attended the port, where they arrested the 67-year-old passenger on board the cruise ship for possession of an unlicensed firearm. Tarek Johnson enters guilty pleas to attempted robbery and possession of an unlicensed firearm. The incident occurred outside Captain's Bakery on West Bay Road in July, during which Johnson is said to have tried to rob a man while being armed with a 9mm handgun. Johnson also admitted to wounding a man during a separate incident outside the Cayman Airways office in July of last year. He pled not guilty to the more serious count of wounding with intent and guilty to the lesser count of just wounding. He was remanded into custody and is expected to be sentenced in April. And the High Commissioner of Canada, stationed in Jamaica, quote, reaffirms and consolidates the long relationship between her country and the Cayman Islands during a recent trip to Grand Cayman. Her Excellency Lori Peters tells CIGTV the anchor event of her trip was a roundtable discussion at the Chamber of Commerce about the climate resistance of the Cayman Islands.
Looking at how we might be able to share some of Canada's best practices and expertise when it comes to looking at building smarter and greener, looking at climate infrastructure projects, also looking at renewable energy options as well. So that was a very dynamic discussion with government and private sector as well.
On her first official stop to the Cayman Islands, the High Commissioner also met and chatted with the Premier, His Excellency the Governor, as well as many other ministers and chief officers. CocoaFest organizers are more than thrilled with this year's turnout. The festival celebrating all things coconut was held on the lawn of Pedro St. James Saturday. The Tourism Attraction Board's Mona Mead says the family-friendly day was a definite hit.
It's going really well. I think we have so many more people here this year. I think it really has solidified itself as an event to stay in the Cayman Islands calendar, you know, of family events. It's just really, really fantastic.
The day included demonstrations, showing of the documentary Bright Spot, as well as the story of Pedro St. James. Food and several varieties of coconut-connected products were also available. In regional news, with a team that wasn't even supposed to be in the tournament, Panama beat Cuba 3-1 on Sunday to win its second-ever Caribbean Series and its first since 1950. Panama was represented in the tournament for the first time since 1960, only after the Caribbean Professional Baseball Leagues moved the series out of Venezuela because of security concerns shortly before it began. With Panama hosting, the Toros de Herrera were invited to play as a guest. The only previous Panamanian team to win the tournament was the Carta Vieja Yankees, who did it in 1950 with a roster full of American players. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Government officials in Afghanistan say Patrick Shanahan, the acting U.S. Defense Secretary, has assured them the U.S. will not abandon Afghan security forces in their fight against terrorism. The comments emerged after Mr. Shanahan met his Afghan counterpart in Kabul. A footballer from Bahrain has been released from detention in Thailand after an extradition request was dropped. The 25-year-old has refugee status in Australia after Bahrain convicted him in absentia of vandalising a police station. He's expected to take a flight to Melbourne later. President Rouhani of Iran has insisted the country's military might and missile programme will expand. Speaking to mark the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, he said Iran would defeat US sanctions despite the difficulties for Iranian people. The UN is urging the warring parties in Yemen to give it access to a vast store of grain that's desperately needed in a country where millions are threatened by famine. Aid workers haven't been able to reach a flour mill in the port of Hodeidah for 5 months, and the food is in danger of rotting. And that's the latest BBC World News.